السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14 and verse number 5. With the help and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we commenced and started Surah Ibrahim yesterday. I mentioned to you that Surah Ibrahim, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak blessed name, is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran. Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate and kind father. Almighty Allah dedicated this entire chapter, Surah 14, chapter 14, to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made him the special friend and called him Khalilullah. Next one, when we study the noble Quran, we find that we follow the Sharia, that is the halal, haram, the laws which Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought and taught us. However, the culture we follow, that is of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So follow that culture and you will see so many things, especially in Hajj and Umrah. Everything to do almost with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah for Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have a perfect role model. And we find that for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, it is mentioned, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. In Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you have also a great and a wonderful role model. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala made Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the mightiest and the greatest messenger and prophet of all time and places. But Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam also has some great, great merits and virtues. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states that we reveal this Quran to you, Ya Rasulullah. Why? So that you take out the people, humanity, from the darknesses in which they are groping in, towards the light and effulgence of Islam. So that is what we should be asking ourselves. We are 20, 50, 70, 80 years old. How many people did we inform them, tell them about the pristine message of Islam? Today the problem is the ummah, we, the men, women, we ourselves, majority of us, we have become very, very apologetic. And we want to appease other people. So that is not the way. Remember that you must be convinced, I must be convinced. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my way I invite towards Almighty Allah. Ala basiratin, I have the firm conviction, ana, I myself, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me. From that verse there, we find the term emanates ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. So therefore, when we say we are ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, then we must have that firm conviction. Islam is the best for the East and the West and all times and all places. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. All this will happen with the permission and consent of Almighty Allah. إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. We invite people towards the path of the Almighty Allah, who is the one worthy of praise. So we ourselves have to be on a straight path. Therefore, daily in every rakat of every salat, we are begging and saying, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That, O Almighty Allah, you lead us to the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The path of those people upon whom you have conferred your bounties and your favors. And who are those? أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. So the Anbiya, Messengers alayhi wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the very truthful people, the Shuhada, the martyrs and the pious people. Those people who died on kufr and disbelief and shirk, for them is Jahannam and a terrible, horrible, severe punishment. Adabin shadidin illadhina yastahibbun alhayat ad-dunya al-akhirah. They are the ones who gave preference to the worldly life over the akhirat. So therefore, each one of us should remember this, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us here, that these are the people, they chose the worldly life. This became their aim, their objective, and they totally neglected, abandoned the year after. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They prevented people from the path of Allah. You can see how many governments are bringing obstacles, impediments, how many politicians are distorting the image of Islam. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. And they look for faults and crookedness, Allah forbid, in Islam. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are far, far away, astray they are from, the right path. Almighty Allah sent messengers, alayhi salatu salam, different time, different places, for that specific place and time. But Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as the final and last messenger and the international global messenger. Inni Rasulullah ilaykum jamia. So every Nabi that came, he spoke the language which the people spoke. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. We have not sent a messenger, but he speaks the language of the people. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. So he could explain to them in detail. فَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah leads astray whomsoever he wishes, and he guides whomsoever he wishes. So that is the prerogative of Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And he is the Almighty Allah, he is the All-Wise. Today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 5. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. And yeah, you can say the wow is mustanafa, a new topic, a new subject. Or you can say wow for ataf in conjunction with the previous topic, the previous subject. لَقَدْ, definitely, surely, positively. So all these words are for emphasis and stress. أَرْسَلْنَا, indeed, surely, we have sent. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but uses the word, the royal pronoun, we, as a symbol and sign of respect and reverence, and to stamp his authority, because Almighty Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى. Indeed, we send Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Musa alayhi salatu salam's honorable name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran, more than 130 times amongst all the Anbiya messengers alayhi salatu salam. What is the meaning of Musa? That baby, that child that is in the tabut, that is in the box and floating on the water. And when you study Hebrew, Judaism, they say Moshi. So you will find it's a very, very famous name there. So nevertheless, Almighty Allah sent Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And he was there in Egypt, but he was dark in complexion. And Almighty Allah speaks of him in various verses. So somebody might even ask, but why so many times? All this so that Allah sabili tasalli, to pacify and console Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See the opposition, the difficulties Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam had to undergo. So you will also experience like that. So this would give encouragement, pacify, console Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. And we send Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam with our miracles, our signs. Remember, wherever it is spoken about signs, and there the Pharaoh is also mentioned. Then remember, you don't translate it as a Torah. You must remember this lifelong. The Torah, the book, was only given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam ba'da gharqi Fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So you don't say that he was given the ayat, it refers to the verses of Torah, and that is what he went to read or tell the Pharaoh about. No, that would be factually incorrect. So we should always remember this. This is what we were saying, that the miracles, for example, the hand becoming white, for example, the stick becoming a serpent. So all those were the signs that he showed the Pharaoh and his cronies. So what is your mission, O Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam? Here already we can see it. The words are similar, but go compare it, juxtapose it and see. In the starting of Surah Ibrahim, Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu salam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take out humanity from your time right till the day of judgment and justice. The entire human race and jinn also will be included. Second one, Almighty Allah is addressing Musa alayhi salam, and we sent him with our verses, meaning the signs. Don't say verses of Torah. So don't translate ayatina as verses, translate it as signs or miracles. And akharij qawmaka, that you, Musa alayhi salam, you remove and you take out your people. You take out your nation. So that is the point I was making. Every messenger came for a specific time, specific place. So he came for that time and that place. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرُهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. You take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, towards the light and radiance. And then you remind them, بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, of the days of Allah. We will discuss this now. So what is the zulumat they were involved in? The kufr, the shirk. And beside the kufr, shirk, the disbelief and blasphemy, the zulam and the tyranny and the oppression, suppression by Pharaoh and his police and army. So all that were different dimensions of zulumat. So you see, when people are in power, governments and politicians, then many of them, remember, they go to another extreme. Because they have power, so now they make so much zulam. Therefore, darknesses are also called zulam, the same root letters, because it will lead to so many darknesses on the day of justice. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take them out from the darknesses towards the light. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ. And remind them, you Musa alayhi salam, بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind them of the bounties of Almighty Allah. how Allah Ta'ala conferred His bounties upon the Bani Israel. When we did Surah Baqarah, we mentioned to you so many bounties. And then you, Musa alayhi salatu salam, will inform them that there are other anbiya coming after me. And the last and final messenger will be Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. That was, is, will always be one of the greatest bounties and favors which Almighty Allah has conferred upon humanity and this ummah. Inna fi dhalika laayatin likulli sabbarin shakur. Indeed, in this, there are clear signs for who? Likulli sabbarin. For every person who's very, very patient and shakur, very, very thankful and grateful. So sabbar will be the person all times, all places is engaged in ta'atullah, the obedience of Allah. All times, all places, that person is abstaining from vices and sin. And third one, that person, if and when calamities come, then he exercises so much patience, he never complains to anybody. Shakur, always grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. We start thinking we deserve these bounties. We don't deserve anything. We are such sinners. It is the benevolence, the mercy of Almighty Allah that He, Almighty Allah, showers these bounties and favors upon us. And Almighty Allah even complains about us and says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful and thankful. So Almighty Allah is now highlighting the bounties and favors. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. وَإِذْ, I mentioned this to you on several occasions in the past and repeat it. Whenever the word "is" comes, and it's in the beginning before a verb in the past tense, then the meaning is wadhkur, remember. So where is you translate and remember? قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا. Remember the time when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam addressed his people, the Israelites there in Egypt, and told them, لِقَوْمِ اِذْكُرُوا, told his people, remember the bounties, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala's bounties upon you. إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, when he, Almighty Allah, rescued you, saved you from the followers and the votaries and the cronies of the Pharaoh. Remember, here there are three discussions. One is the word ahl, ahlul bayt. So ahl will be your family. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam's wives are the ahlul bayt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's daughters and sons are the ahlul bayt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's grandchildren are the ahlul bayt. So all the son-in-laws are part of the ahlul bayt. So all those are part of the household of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And that is the family. And one is al. Al refers not only to family, but the connotation, the import of it is broadened and widened. And that means the followers. When the people came to Imam Malik rahimahullah, the Ansar and the Muhajirin's children, grandchildren, Imam Malik is in Madinah Munawwara. They asked Imam Malik, who is Alun Nabi? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So who is the Al? This is Imam Malik, the genius, the giant, he said. When we study the noble Quran, Allah Ta'ala uses the word Ali Fir'aun like here. Ali Fir'aun means kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun. All the cronies and crooked people who followed the Pharaoh. So similarly, that we apply the law of qiyas and analogy. Kullu man ittaba'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahuwa min aali an-nabi. Whosoever imitates, emulates, follow the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he becomes the family and the follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So yeah, al will be family and follower, and ahl will be family only. Min ali fir'aun, so his army and police and everybody, because they were drowned. Yasumunakum su'al adab. They were perpetrating against you a terrible punishment. They were slaughtering all the women, the men and the children, and the women, they would keep them alive. So that is how Allah is explaining to us. Yasumunakum. They were committing su'al adab, a terrible, horrible punishment. وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبَنَاءَكُمْ. Your sons, they were slaughtering them. If you look at the word يُذَبِّحُونَ, it don't just mean to slaughter. It means to slaughter into pieces, pieces. Mutilating the bodies of these children, of these boys. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. And keeping your women alive. And we know when there's only women, how they will be exploited, how they will be undermined, and they'll be used and abused, Allah forbid. So all these are the way how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protected you and saved you. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And in that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala saved you. So ذَلِكُمْ, you say the saving. بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. The word bala is min al-asdad. Is one word, two opposite meanings, like jazakallah. You know, people just say jazakallah. It can mean Allah reward you. It can mean Allah punish you. Therefore, we must qualify it and say jazakallahu khaira. So here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says balaun. So if you say Zalikum refers to the rescuing, in that there was a big bounty, Bala'un Azim. You see in front the word Azim? So there was a huge, huge bounty, Mir Rabbikum Azim, from your sustainer, nourisher, a great, great bounty that Almighty Allah conferred upon you. Second translation, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ, and in that, this punishment, يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, slaughtering your sons and keeping the women. So the punishment, بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, was a huge trial for you. So second meaning of bala will be trial, examination, and azim, a big trial, a great trial, a big test for you. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala makes announcement. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. You hear Zuhr time, the Adhan goes. Then we read Zuhr Salat, and then we have tafsir after Zuhr with the help and mercy of Allah. And remember, إِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, when your Allah made the sustainer, nourisher, Allah made the announcement. What is the announcement Almighty Allah made? لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you are grateful, thankful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then I will grant you more and more. Surely I will grant you more and more. Double emphasis, the lam for emphasis, the noon day is also for emphasis. So the translation, when you human being are grateful, then I will give you surely more and more. More health, more wealth, more honor, more everything. Then finally, Jannatul Firdaus, wherein we are the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, direct entry into Jannah, subhanallah. Now here there are about five discussions quickly. What is shukr? Shukr means irda'ul mun'im bi ni'amihi. Every day my father gives me money, my mother gives me money, and I use it in such a manner that is pleasing to them. So remember, that is shukr. And when we go use it in the casino, in haram places, that is kufran. So now we are ungrateful. So that is the first thing we need to know. Second thing, Almighty Allah created us. We knew absolutely nothing. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew nothing when Almighty Allah brought you here into this world from the womb of your mother. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala granted you the faculty of hearing, seeing, understanding. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. Then third one, Almighty Allah complains of me and you. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Allah. Does he know? Definitely he knows. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. So that person bears testimony to it. Why? What is the reason and the cause? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ He's madly in love with that wealth of his. The more we have, the more bold we become in committing vices and sin. We can buy out the police, we can buy out the judge, we can buy out this one and that one. So remember that that is the reason why we become so ungrateful. So what should we do? All the do's we must carry out, all the don'ts we must abstain, and daily in our salat read before making salam or after salam, Allahumma inni ala zikrika, O Allah, you assist me in your zikr, wa shukrika, and making shukr and gratefulness to you, wa husni ibadatik, and I fulfill my duty with beauty. That is, I make ibadat in a beautiful manner. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu this dua, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Wala in kafartum, and if you make kufran, you are ungrateful. Inna adhabi la shadid, then verily my punishment is very severe. Almighty Allah, then the same Allah who gave us peace, tranquility, serenity, izzat, then Almighty Allah changes everything. From favorable conditions to unfavorable conditions. For أَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ We live in fear, we live in poverty, we live in disgrace because of our ingratitude and unthankfulness. All this in the Quran. Now Almighty Allah tells us how Musa a.s. told his people. وَقَالَ مُوسَى Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam addressing the Bani Israel, In takfuru antum, if you all of you become kafir and non-Muslim, Allah forbid, antum wa man fil ardi jami'a, and whosoever is on this earth, jami'a, all become non-Muslim, Allah forbid. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ Verily Almighty Allah is totally independent and worthy of praise. The malaika are there to worship Allah. The other creation are there. None of us does Allah a favor. Allah did us a favor by giving us Iman and Islam. Not the other way around. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ But Allah has bestowed His favor upon you by granting you this Iman and Islam in kuntum صَادِقِينَ If you are truthful. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala infuse within us the love of Quran and Sunnah and enhance our Iman and Islam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الحمد لله رب العالمين